The word bhavana for meditation means to develop. A lot of us have the notion that when we're meditating, we're developing our minds. But you have to remember that the word for mind, citta in Pali, also covers heart. We're developing qualities of the heart as well. And this doesn't mean we're getting sentimental, but we're thinking about the goodness we can do. And the goodness that comes to the mind when it does goodness, and the insights you gain from doing goodness. You begin to see the parts of the mind that resist, that rebel. Say they don't like to have goodwill for everybody, or don't like to put up with difficult situations. Don't care about developing endurance. You have to look into those. You're not going to understand them unless you fight them. So the quality of the heart is not just being sentimental, it's being courageous in doing what you know you should be doing. The good qualities of the heart. And seeing what parts of the mind resist, and how you can train them so they don't resist. If you just approach this as an intellectual exercise, you don't gain very much from it. You can analyze things. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're really a good meditator or a good person. We're trying to create a good person here all around for each of us. It requires qualities like endurance, compassion, equanimity, goodwill, the willingness to fight off your defilements, which requires some courage. So we're developing you in a way that's all around. So you're not just analyzing things. You're developing the qualities and you're developing the wisdom that comes with a good heart. So the times when you're really busy with different work projects, as we are right now, even though you may not be spending a lot of time with sitting with your eyes closed, still you can develop good qualities of the heart as you engage in the work. And that's all part of the practice. People come with the question, what can I do when I don't have much time to practice? And view everything you're doing as part of the practice, part of this all-around development of the heart and mind. That way your practice develops some continuity and develops some momentum. And it becomes the framework for your life instead of the other way around.